All right, here we go. My name is Jeff Kay, and you are listening to episode 106 of the world famous West Virginia Surf Report podcast. How you guys doing? I haven't shaved since Thursday. I'll tell you that up front. I didn't feel like it. I was off on Friday. I didn't feel like it, even though I went into work on Sunday a little, you know, for a few hours. I didn't feel like putting in the 7 minutes or whatever it takes to shave my bloated face. Fat, by the way, is nature's Botox. Said it many times. It's true. Start losing weight, put on many years, your face all puffed up from the obesity and the blood pressure. Man, you look like, whew, man, it takes 20 years off you. Anyway, you know how some people, they don't shave and they look fantastic, you know? They look like, just looks great, like that, like Jack on Lost, you know what I'm talking about? The guy needs to, like, do something about that razor, because that shit doesn't work. That leaves a lot of stubble behind, and I don't know. I mean, the settings might be off on it, and I don't know. But anyway, that guy's always got it looks like he's got 2 or 3 days worth of growth going. Guy looks fantastic. That's not me. You know, I look like I'm going through some kind of mental health episode. You know? Like I'm going through some shit. Like this guy, people look at me and like right now, and they'd be like, God, this guy, you know, I can't put my finger on what's going on, obviously, but this guy's going through something, you know. So I don't know. I went out on Sunday and I looked all bummed out. I look like I should be pushing a cart full of just, you know, treasures, the treasures I've picked up out of garbage cans along the way. You know what I mean? I look terrible. I look like a bum. So, I don't know. I guess I'm going to have to take care of that before I go to work this morning. But, I don't know. 7 minutes. I don't know if I have the energy for that. We'll see how it goes. How are you guys doing? Over the weekend, I took Friday off. Starting to see a lot of signs that people about had it. You know, people are like, let's get back to it. We got to get back into some kind of normal. Like, there's this bar in town. I mean, they're not allowed to be open, you know. You can go in there for carry out food. They have, you know, burgers and shit like that. I mean, you can go in there and do that. So, but between 4 and 7 every night, you can go in there and get your growler filled. And they have all these craft beers. I mean, I know a thing or two. I know a thing or two about craft beers. And, you know, I've got some knowledge. I go in there and I look at their list. I'm like, what the hell is this? Never heard of this stuff before. It's just like it's like stuff. You go on, like you look it up on Beer Advocate, which is a really good website, and they review, like, every beer. 99.99% of beers are on there. You can get a review, an overview of what they believe, what they think of it. I don't think they're 100% correct, but, you know, you can get a general idea. Some of the stuff they got on their list over here at this bar, it's not even listed on there, you know? It's so obscure and underground. So I don't know where they get these things, but I got this thing called, it was called 2 Acre IPA. Or no, 2 Acre was the brewery. I don't know. 2 Acre Brewing, and the name of the beer was Bodem or something like that. Bodem. I don't know. That thing was delicious. Got that thing filled for half price. I mean, that place is the beer snob tavern, you know. I never really went in there until this thing happened, till the coronavirus, And then I start seeing all their stuff, you know, their advertising. Come in, get your growler filled. And I started I looked at their beer list. I'm like, holy shit, God, these people are hip, you know. So anyway, I go over there on Friday. I've taken two Fridays off recently. And I go in there on a Friday to get my growler filled. And it's like, there's people from the neighborhood in there, you know. There's in there hanging out. Everybody's got growlers. I saw one guy come in there with three growlers. I mean, what the hell, you know. And everybody's just standing in there talking. I mean, people are just craving just something, you know. A lot of these people aren't working, probably. I am. I get my fill of humanity. But I want some kind of normalcy. I love going in there and just seeing people coming and going. Everybody's real nice to each other, you know. I mean, people are just super friendly, and they just want to stand and talk and love it. It's like something, you know. I mean, everybody gets so negative and cynical and stuff. I think something like this, everybody's just craving just human interaction, you know. And then we went to Sam's Club. I had to get some stuff for work because we had one of those early Sunday morning deals. I had to get some stuff for that. Tony and I went in there on Saturday, and that place was pandemonium. I mean, I don't know. We go in there every weekend. And even as late as last weekend, it was like, you know, had some guy at the door with a clicker, and they wouldn't let you in and all this stuff. You had to stand in line, you know. This week, I don't know what's going on. This is like wide open, man. That place is just, place is packed. I mean, from last weekend to this weekend, it feels like something changed. You know, there was some threshold that we crossed over, and everybody's just running wide open. I mean, the place was just pandemonium, loaded up with people. And everybody's in there just being all nice and friendly. It's amazing how friendly people are, you know. And I think everybody's just craving it, you know. It's crazy. We drove by a Lowe's. Or, you know, Home Depot and Lowe's, parking lots just completely filled. People are just out. People just want to go out. You go to the park, and there's people out there. I mean, everybody's just, I mean, I think people about had it. You know, I think they're done. And I applaud it. Let's do it. Let's get moving. Let's get this thing moving, you know. I know some people would disagree with me, but that's the way I feel. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, if I opened up, let's say, like a restaurant, he goes, in your case, Cracker Barrel. It's like I'm well known to, you know, it's what I'm known for. He goes, if they opened up Cracker Barrel today, would you feel safe going in there just sitting down and having a meal? I said, absolutely. I said, I'd go over there right this minute. I'd be tearing into that chicken and dumplings like a son of a bitch. He's like, I don't know, I wouldn't. It's like, well, that's the difference between you and me, I guess. I don't know. I'm not saying not to take precautions and, you know, be safe and do what you can. But this, everybody's staying in their house. I don't know. I don't think that's doing, I don't know. We did that. We flattened the curve, as they say. Now let's move on. We gotta live this life, you know. So yes, if they opened up the Cracker Barrel right now, I would have no hesitation. I'd go in there. I'd fire up the Cracker Barrel sampler. I'd get the country ham, of course. I don't know who would go with the city ham. I don't even know what that is. It sounds like some kind of like, I don't know. I don't like the sounds of that. City ham. All right. Is that what it's called? Country ham, city ham? I could be wrong. It's been a long time since I've been to the Barrel. And then you get the sides. You get the you got to get the mashed potatoes and the gravy, right? And I don't know. Sometimes I get like macaroni and cheese. You know, down south you get the vegetables. You know, you can get like a veggie plate or whatever. It has macaroni and cheese and stuff like that. That's not a vegetable. Macaroni is not a vegetable. Anyway, I'd be over there right now. Are you with me? Yeah. Let's see what else I have. On Sunday, I had to go over to a grocery store, pick up this order of these big giant sub sandwiches. I'm not kidding. These things were like the size of my forearm. So we had one of these early morning deals, and we'd buy lunch for everybody. And so we ordered. We had a trouble finding a place that would even, like, do our order for us, you know. So we found this grocery store. They're famous. They make these big giant subs. So we placed a big giant order with them, and I went over there to pick it up, and the woman goes, "We're out of portobello mushroom." I said, "What?" I said, "Who the hell ordered that?" She goes, "Let me see." So she told me the guy's name. I'm like, "Oh God!" I said, "Well, I don't know. I don't know." I said, "I don't know. I won't even be able to reach him. You know, I don't even know what to get in its place." I said, "Why didn't you call me? You know, why didn't you call me earlier, or like yesterday or something, or this morning, and let me know so I could have got an alternative? I won't be able to reach him. He's like, you know, they're not allowed to use their cell phones back there." She's like, "Oh, well," you know, she didn't really answer the question. So I tried to reach him and everything, and you know, nobody's answering their phone. I call everybody's cell phone that I have their number. Nobody's answering because they're not allowed to have their phones back there. So, you know, I was hoping somebody would be breaking the rules. I mean, you can count on people. But so anyway, I couldn't get a hold of it. So I called security. I said, "Hey, could you get a message to this guy? This guy ordered this fungus sandwich." "Pardon? No. I was like, "Could you get this guy on the phone?" So I got there. It took me like 30 minutes to find out. He goes, "Just get ham. I don't know." I said, "Why the hell are you ordering fungus?" He's like, "I like it. It's delightful," or something. I don't know. I was like, "All right." Well, anyway, so I got that done. And she goes, "What do you want on it, on this ham sandwich?" I said, What did he order on that mushroom?" She goes, "Sir, stand behind the plexiglass." You know, she turns into like a cop or something. Or like she's in a military or something. And she's a sandwich maker. And then she's like, "Sir, please step away from the counter, 6 foot, leave a 6 foot, you know, stand behind the plexiglass wall." I'm like, "Oh my God." It's like yelling at me, you know, just giving me shit. I'm like, "We're paying $200 for these. You know, they'll be yelling at me. I got a mask on. I got this mask on. It's ridiculous." But anyway, so that was highly. And then she's like, "Well, have a great day." I'm like, "Yeah, yeah." You know, at the end, she's like, "Well, have a great day. Thank you." I'm like, "Uh-huh." So you shove it up your ass. It was like yelling at me because I wasn't standing far enough back from the, and I was standing between the two massive plexiglass walls that they had constructed. So that pissed me right off. But anyway, the sandwiches were good. You know, after I figured out what to do about that, you know, I needed some alternative to that fungus hoagie. You know what I mean? What the? Heard the other day that there are all these plans about baseball. They're desperate to get baseball back up and running, and I applaud these efforts. We got to get baseball back. In fact, ESPN the other day said they're going to start showing Korean baseball. I guess they're playing in Korea. They're playing just like they, you know, they don't have it locked down like we do. At least not to that level. So they're playing. The Korean baseball teams are playing regular season. I don't know if it's an abbreviated season, but anyway, ESPN supposedly is going to start showing Korean baseball. So, I don't know. I'm going to sit there, and I don't know. I don't know any of these teams, but I'm thinking they got to be like the sea cucumbers, right? Everything's got to be something to do with the sea. Am I wrong? I don't know. I'm going to have to get me some, like a sea cucumber. Go, you know, I don't know. I don't know any of these towns, right? And but anyway, they're going to start showing Korean baseball, and I've got to get a team, and we'll see how that goes. And also, they're talking about maybe starting up, firing up the Major League Baseball season, And around July 4th, that's one of the things. That seems late to me. I mean, I think mid-June. I don't know. What is it? It's like early May. God, why can't they just have, I don't know. I think it's about time. You know, July, that's 2 months from now. That's outrageous. But anyway, that's what they're talking about. And they think they can squeeze in 80 to 100 games. I'm unclear. But I don't know. I'm for anything. I think July 4th is way too late. I think it needs to be done earlier than that. But, and they could play them in, like, empty stadiums, I guess. Although, I don't even know if that's necessary. Am I wrong about this? Probably. But anyway, I mean, I know they're not going to pack a stadium, you know, sitting shoulder to shoulder like, you know, like we did last year. But they could do something, like every other row or something. I don't know. You know, it's not like these games are selling out anyway. They could just spread people around, you know, and then have baseball back. Go out there, have a couple of $14 Bud Lights, you know. That'd be awesome, you know. So, anyway, one of the things, they have all these ridiculous things where, you know, they're talking about having lots and lots of doubleheaders to try. They want to try to get 100 games in. And I don't know, it's some arbitrary number. I don't know why they chose that number. But so there'll be lots and lots of doubleheaders, but they'd be playing seven innings, you know, seven-inning games, doubleheaders. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that, but whatever. Baseball, that bastardized version of baseball is better than no baseball. They're also talking about doing away with the American League and National League, just having them like split up in three different divisions, I guess, based on geography. So all the Eastern teams would be like 10 Eastern teams, 10 Central teams, and 10 Western teams. It's like split up by geography somehow. There's a list. The Reds, my beloved Reds, will be in the Central Division, I guess. So it looks pretty good. The only team in there in that division that might be better than the Reds is the Braves. And I don't know, the Braves, are they Central? They should be Eastern. Let's swap out the Braves and the Pirates. And then the Reds would be, like, at the top of the heap, baby. But anyway, so that's one of the things. But this is the most bizarre, all right? This is the craziest thing, all right? They're talking about doing... These are not things that have been approved or anything. These are just proposals. One of the things, they don't want anything to go into extra innings, right? Or if they do, they want to keep it as abbreviated, you know, as short as possible. So one of the proposals is if a game goes into extra innings, well, one of the proposals is just have ties, which I don't like that at all. I mean, I'm 100% against that. But one of the other proposals is if it goes into extra innings, each inning, the team in the field has to remove a player. What the hell's that? So, I mean, like, all right, he goes into the 10th inning. All right, well, I'm going to take our right fielder out. We're going to remove the right fielder. Or, you know, and then you have to spread the center fielder and the, you know what I'm saying, and the left fielder. And then the next inning, yeah, I guess we'll have to take out the, I don't know what you'd do. I don't know what the strategy would be. Will you take out the shortstop? I don't think so. I don't know. I don't know how that would work. But each inning, you'd have to remove a player. These are the crazy proposals that are coming up. It's going to be a weird... If it ever gets off the ground, and I have my doubts. I mean, I hate to say that. I hate to be negative. But I'd be kind of surprised if it actually gets off the ground. But at least they seem like they're working towards something. And I applaud their efforts because we need baseball back. So, anyway... I thought that was crazy. I don't like the idea of the removing a player every inning because it's stupid. It's like almost like a reality show or something. That's what it's getting to. So anyway, that's what they're talking about. And needless to say, they're going to have that terrible, you know, this is my fear. And they're going to have that terrible designated hitter rule in there. So that's going to be across the entire major league. So they're going to have the designated hitter. And I fear that if they do that for this weird, crazy season, they're just going to say next year, all right, let's just do it. You know, everybody's used to it now. We'll do it in the National League too. You know, that's my fear. I have a feeling that if they get baseball all fired up this year, some kind of bizarre configuration, it's going to lead to designated hitter across the entire major leagues for the rest of history. That could be the negative outcome of this. We don't need the designated hitter. I'm still pissed off about that. It's been around since like 73 or something in the American League. I don't like it. It's a terrible, terrible idea. They can shove that. All right, what else we have? Oh, over the weekend, I watched a little bit of TV. Not as much as I usually do, because I don't really have a show going right now. But I did watch The Fugitive. Oh, man, that is a great. That is like one of the best movies. That's one of those things. It was like a huge blockbuster. You know, and I don't know what year it came out. 80s, I guess. Sometime in the 80s, 90s, I don't know. I have no concept of time anymore. But anyway, has Harrison Ford in it, you know. And Tommy Lee Jones, those are the two stars. And Harrison Ford, he's a doctor. He gets convicted of killing his wife. He didn't do it. He is completely innocent. And he's being transported to the death house. Well, that's what they used to call it on the TV show version of it. On their way to the death house. That's kind of harsh. He's being transported to a prison where he's going to sit on death row. And there's a big crash. His bus crashes. And he escapes. And he's on the run, right? He's completely innocent. But he's convicted. He's a convicted murderer. Tommy Lee Jones. He's the U.S. Marshal that's out trying to find him, track him down, capture him. And it's great. Man, that thing is like, I'm not saying it's some artsy-fartsy. It's no, it's a big Hollywood blockbuster. But everything they attempted, they achieved. You know, you got to take into account that. All right, so Animal House. All right, that's not the same as Citizen Kane, right? But Animal House was equally successful as Citizen Kane because what they were trying to do, they achieved it. And that's the same thing with this movie. I mean, you got to keep that, you got to take that in consideration. What were they attempting to achieve here? Did they achieve it? Damn straight they did. That shit is entertaining from the moment it starts to the very end. It's fantastic. The Fugitive. Great movie. I mean, that thing is you can't go wrong. If you want to just something, if you just want to sit down and watch a movie that's just entertaining as all hell, that's the movie. That's one of the movies. I'll watch that thing again. I've seen it multiple times. I tried to find it on streaming. I couldn't find it anywhere, so I have the DVD, so I fired that baby up, and it was great. And then I started watching last night. I've also seen this movie. I don't know why. There's so many movies I've never seen. I don't know why I rewatch movies I have seen. But it's Social Network, about Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg. That's good. That's a great movie, too. And I didn't finish it. I watched like half of it, and I'm like, it's getting late. I gotta go to bed. I can't be sitting up till 3 o'clock in the morning watching this bullshit. But it's highly entertaining as well. Very well done. I think that Mark Zuckerberg, I don't know about that guy. I mean, I've seen him like being interviewed and stuff. I think in the movie they portray him as like being sarcastic and witty, you know, with these biting, you know, responses to people. You know, I don't think in real life he's that way. I mean, from the evidence I've seen. I mean, I think he's probably some kind of crazy genius, possibly on the spectrum, I might add. But I don't know. I didn't see any evidence. I've never seen any evidence, and I'm no Mark Zuckerberg, you know, expert. I don't know if there are any, but I'm certainly not one of them. But he never struck me as a Mr. Comedy, you know. But in that movie, he's portrayed as, you know, having this smirky, you know, semi-assholey, like, he'd come back with these, like, biting, responses to people's comments. I think that's a heightened version of old Marky Z, as we call him. Anyway, that's a good movie if you're into that stuff. Like, that's kind of fascinating. He fired that thing up in his dorm room while he's drunk, you know. Fires up the Facebook, as he called it, because Facebook wasn't available. I don't think that domain name was available. He ended up getting it years later. Well, like the next year, I think. He just, like, backed a Brinks truck up to somebody's house and said, yeah, all right, we'll take that. Can you imagine having that domain name? And then, you know, anyway. So that's a good movie. I'm going to finish watching it. Maybe tonight, you know, we'll see how it goes. All right, we're at the end of this thing. I hope you enjoyed it. It's a rambling mess, but what are you going to do? I mean, I'm in quarantine. I'm not in quarantine at all. I work all the time, 6 days a week. Well, this last week I was off on Friday, so, you know, just a normal 5 day, including Sunday. If you include Sunday on this week, it'll be a 6 day week. Yeah, I work 60 hours a week. All right, 55 to 60. I mean, you know, not much quarantining going on up in here, at least for me. Tony works from home. The boys are, I don't know, I don't want to get into it. But anyway, it's time to open it up. I'm ready to go back to the old Cracker Barrel and, tuck into some, you know, chicken and dumplings. I don't know. I don't want to be irresponsible, but it feels like the time has come. It feels like humanity has crossed over some threshold, and they're like, all right, enough's enough. All right, let's start getting shit back. And we'll go over and get this growler filled up, and I'm going to stand around and talk to these guys for, like, I don't know, 30, 45 minutes, you know. And, you know, any kind of human interaction, everybody's, like, being super nice to each other. What's happening? I like it. Things are moving in the right direction. All right, we're at the end. Hope you enjoyed it. Thank you guys for everything. If you want two of these a week, head on over to Patreon. That's patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a $4 or more monthly donation, and you'll get an extra episode of this fantastic. I'll leave it up to you if I'm throwing up the air quotes on that. You know, that's, you know, you can decide. Fantastic podcast. Every week, there's an extra episode for patrons only. If you want to get in on that action, you can do it today over at patreon.com/JeffK. Sign up for a donation and instantly gain access to all the old, previously recorded podcast episodes that were for patrons. You'll gain access to dozens and dozens of extra episodes immediately, and you'll gain access to all the new episodes as they're released. So that's a good deal. $4. That's not very much money. Put it on a credit card. It'll come out at the beginning of every month. You won't even notice it. And you'll have an extra episode of this podcast every week. So do it today, right after this thing's over. Also, if you want to call in, leave a message on our hotline. Oh man, I have a call. I have a call in the hopper. I was going to hold up for this episode. Ah, I forgot about that. Sorry about that. But you know, I'll get it next time. Sorry about that. Completely slipped my mind. But anyway, if you want to call, leave a message on the hotline. Do it today. 570-290-8151. That's 570-290-8151. Leave a message. Ask a question, make a comment, whatever you want to do, and it'll most likely be used in a future episode, unless I forget. Or even if I forget, I'll get to it eventually. All right, we're at the end. It's starting to come a little off the rails again. You guys have yourselves a fine, fine day, and I'll see you soon. Have a good one. Bye. I'd be tearing into that chicken and dumplings like a son of a bitch.